Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're live with Melanie Daniels. Tonight we will be talking about opening up to spirit and letting go of fear. The number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. Again, I'm still having some issues with signal here, so if anyone calls in, call back. I want to start off with if anyone who calls in and would like to connect with me off, pose the question to her, why would you be shocked? This baby loves you. This baby is going to be with you. It's part of your soul family. You know, through all the readings that I have done, I've really been amazed at how many people are actually surprised at how much spirit is around them. When our physical body dies, our soul lives on. You shed your outer shell, but your soul is still here. Imagine, if you will, that between you and all of your loved ones that have passed, there is this wall. They can hear you. You can hear them. And that's literally how we're going through our day-to-day lives, as if they're just in the next room. They're a thought away. They're right there. A lot of people are scared to meditate. A lot of people are taught through certain religious beliefs that meditation is not a good thing because it opens you up to all sorts of spirit, the bad, the good, the indifferent, all this kind of stuff. That's not the case. It goes back to the law of like attracts like. As long as you're working in God's white light and you're doing it in a loving way, then you're going to only do positive things, connect with positive things. Everything from God comes in white light. And that's what you would be working in, is God's white light. It's all about the intention you set in your heart. As long as you are doing things for your highest good, for the person you're reading for's highest good, and you're doing it in a loving way, then you're not attracting anything negative. You're only bringing in positive. You're doing this for their highest good. Let's take a moment and take a phone call right quick. Caller, you're live with Melanie.
Yes, I'm like a mediumship reading.
Oh, I am so sorry, ma'am. I'm not doing any readings tonight.
Okay.
If you want, you can give me a phone call in the morning. My phone number is area 409-548-4105, and I can get with you tomorrow and set that up if you'd like.
Okay. What are you doing tonight, live?
Tonight, you're live on the air.
Yes.
And we are speaking about opening up to spirit and letting go of fear. Do you believe you have some gifts that you would like to expand?
I'm not sure if I do.
Everybody does.
It's breaking up really bad. It's hard to hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have signal problems. I apologize.
Okay. I'll call you back tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Again, I apologize if you can't hear very well. The signal I have is not the best. It's just not the best. Back to opening up the spirit. As long as you're doing everything with the best of intentions, and nothing but loving your heart, you're going to connect with anything of a lower level energy, anything that we would call negative. Most people today, I have to say, are scared of their own shadow. They're afraid to open up to spirit. They're afraid to connect with spirit because they're so afraid they're going to connect with something negative. We have got to learn to stop being so scared, people. There is nothing to be afraid of. God, nothing's bigger than God. The first thing I would suggest, if you would like to start opening up some of your gifts and start to be more open spirit, is to ground yourself every day. Ground myself every day as much as I can. I go outside and I stand there with my feet on the ground and I picture God filling me from my head down through my feet full of His white light. Any junk, garbage, negative feelings or energy that I may have, I picture it being pushed straight down through my body, through the bottoms of my feet and into the earth. I then picture roots coming from my feet and going deep down into the earth and grounding me solid to the earth. Then I ask God to put me in a bowl of His white light. Some might want to call on Archangel Michael. Some might be okay with just asking their guides or God, whatever you're comfortable with. I put myself in a white bubble of light and I keep it very close to my body. You can put yourself in whatever color bubble that you are comfortable with. Some people, depend on what some people, a lot of people I've spoken to go with gold or silver or white. You can ask your guides to only give you information that is for yours or the person that you are reading for or getting information about. You can ask them that you only get information that's for their highest good. Anything that's not for their highest good, there is no reason to have that knowledge or have that responsibility of carrying the heavy weight or that burden on you, a message that you're not comfortable giving. I also feel that if you do practice your meditation, it is a very good idea that when you are connecting and meeting your guides during meditation, that you create some kind of sign with them to know that it is them. I, myself, have a sign of a certain touch. Certain touch lets me know which guide I am working with. Some people have one. Some people have more than one. You will have some come. You will have some go. Just like as in life, sometimes not everybody's meant to stay. Some people come for a season. Some people come forever. Your guide will come and go as far as what gifts you're working on, what things you're opening up to. If anyone has any questions or has anything at all to add to this conversation, feel free to call in. It's area code 516-418-5416. After you have connected with your guides and you're comfortable with the grounding and putting yourself in a bowl and all these things, after you are connecting with your guides, it's a good practice to make sure you cut off communication. You don't want spirit waking you up in the middle of the night or coming in and interrupting you or bothering you at times when you are not ready to be working with spirit. So always make sure that you turn off communication. Close it down. For me, what I do is I picture, well, first I thank spirit. I thank my guides. I thank God for allowing me to deliver positive, pure messages of love for their highest good. I thank them and tell them how grateful I am for them working with me. And then I basically picture kind of walking them out the door. I close the door and I lock it. And that is my sign to spirit that I am no longer working. That I get a good night's sleep. Nothing bothers me or wakes me up in the middle of the night. Also, whenever you're doing these meditations, you need to set boundaries for spirit. You need to tell them in a loving way, of course. You know, I would rather not see things. I would rather you not touch me. Things like that. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Were you wanting to add anything to tonight's conversation?
Yes, please. I just had a quick short story, and I'll listen to you off air if you would like. I had an experience today, and it was one that was, it was odd more than anything. I was in the kitchen making coffee, and out of the corner of my eye, you know, my husband's in bed, and out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody, and I turn, and it was Dennis walking away. My husband, excuse me, probably shouldn't have said something, but he was walking away, and it didn't scare me. I just thought it was rude that he didn't say anything. So I went into the bedroom, and he's sleeping. I said, "Were you in the kitchen?" And he said, "What time is it?" You know, he was asleep. And the person that was walking away had shoes on. Dennis was in bed with his no shoes.
Right.
I mean, the very moment it happened, it wasn't a scary feeling. It was that was rude that you didn't say anything. And then when that happened, my mind starts racing, like, what just happened? I don't know what just happened. And I've been thinking about it all day. And what I thought was, oh, maybe something came to me in the vision of my husband, possibly. I don't know. But, you know, and I did some work
possibly
in the house. I just don't know what to make sense of it. I guess I'm trying to logically make sense of it, like most people probably would that have never really experienced this. And I'm just trying to make sense of it.
Right. I would say that quite possibly it might be one of your guides. It might be a relative that was just kind of passing through, and it's just such a strong spirit that once you saw it, it realized that it startled you, and so you did not see it anymore. If that's the case, then I would say that I would recommend that you either speak out loud or possibly just in prayer, explain things. Spirit hears you and say, I'm okay with you being here. I'm okay with you passing through, but I do not want to see you. I'm not okay with that. And they will know that they have scared you, that it's, you know, an inappropriate thing, and they won't do it anymore. I have had that issue myself, and I found it very effective to go through. And I just do a smudging on my home and let spirit know that only the things can stay that are for my highest good. And if you are going to stay, then I do not want to see you. And I let them know it scares me, not in a bad way, but it startles me. And I don't like that. And so that has been very, very effective for me. That's just what I personally would suggest.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's just been on my mind, and I wanted to share that, and possibly maybe someone else has experienced that, and you know, for a second
Thought
I was going nuts, you know, thinking, okay,
yeah,
well.
It's very unnerving. It's unnerving. You know, you see something with your eyes, and when you realize that it's not a real person, yeah, you tend to freak out.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your input, and I'll continue to listen to the show.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. You have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Thank you, caller, for calling in and sharing that story, because I'm sure there are many, many people listening tonight that have experienced something exactly like that within their own lives. I myself, that's what scared me as a child, is I saw things. I had a toy room as a child, and in that toy room, I would see things that would just give me night terrors. I'd stay up all night long, afraid to go to sleep. As I grew up and became older, I did not see things as much as I would just feel things. I know that there is a lot of people who get around others and they just pick up on their energy. They pick up on if they're feeling bad, if they're feeling low, if they're having a good day, a bad day. You pick up on energy. It's not just looking at the body language. You're picking up on energy that they are projecting out into the world. I know that my husband has called me from work, or he'll message me from work, and he'll say, you know, he'll send me a picture of someone that he has riding in his truck. And he'll say, is there anything that you can give me on this guy to help him get to a better place? Because he's just having a bad day. He's sad. I know he has, you know, some people in spirit that he would just really like to hear. And if I can get something, I try my best to give it. And usually it works. But if you know my husband, he's, you know, a gruff, tough guy. But even he can feel the sadness coming off some of these grown men. And sometimes for men, it's hard for them to talk about their feelings. So that is partly why I wanted to talk about this on tonight's show, is to let everybody know fear is natural. And we're taught fear. We're taught fear from when we're little children. You know, don't do this. You know, all these different things. We're taught fear as a child. We're taught fear as an adult. Growing up, you're taught fear in some churches, you know, and I am not against church. I was raised Catholic. I actually started receiving messages, clear, crystal clear. It was in church. It was during prayer. I just know now that whenever you get to a point in your life where you know that as long as you're following God and you're doing His will, you have nothing to fear. Nothing is bigger than God. I know a lot of people, I've met some people in this walk of life, this spiritual path here, that they are selling fear. And I would just say to you, if anyone comes into your home and they are trying to tell you that you have some negative devil, demon, whatever you want to call it, you tell them to get out of your house. I have to say that unless they have solid evidence, and I mean solid, something you can see, something you can hear, undeniable, then you do not give in to that fear. 9 times out of 10, from my own experience, it's a disgruntled relative that's crossed over, and they were ornery in life, and they're ornery in spirit. If anyone has any questions, any comments, any story that they would like to share, feel free to call in area code 516-418-5416. I can tell you people that if you practice meditation every day, if you go through these things that I'm sharing, you will successfully connect with spirit. You will successfully connect with your guides. And the one thing that everybody needs to know is that when you're communicating with spirit, there's one thing that nobody wants to tell you. I know whenever it was, I hit a certain point in my spiritual path and I kind of didn't know which way to go or what else to do with myself. Nobody wanted to help me unless I was willing to pay for it. And I had told myself from day one that if this was a gift from God and I was to use it to help people, then he would find a way to help me figure this out without me going broke, without me taking away from my family, without me taking away from my four kids. And so I found these ladies and they've helped me so much. And so I would like to share this with you, is that the one little secret that nobody wants to say is that you will hear spirit in your own voice. You will think that you are, by all means, having a conversation with yourself in your head. You'll ask yourself, am I flipping crazy? No, you're not. And that's where meditation comes in. You meditate every day. You meditate as much as you can until you have mastered clearing your mind. Clearing your mind of every thought to where you are starting with a blank slate. It's like a black chalkboard. You go through and you erase everything off of it. You relax your entire body and you let go. And you let God take control. And spirit never let me down. Never. I have jumped out and done things that I could have fought and made a complete fool of myself. Spirit's never let me down. Not once. I feel that if you can get that fear out of the way, you can connect. You can receive all the help you ever need to lead you down that golden path in your life, and you will get the highest things for your highest good that you ever dream of. It's attainable. We're here for a reason. It's to learn a lesson. It's to learn to trust. On that note, I was going to end the call, but there's one more caller. Let's see here. Hello, you're on the air live with Melanie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You have Carrie, anything you'd like to add?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm sorry.
I've been experiencing that myself, and similarly, it's just sort of, had the gifts as a young child. I think I was more. I'm an only child, so you never know when you have a precocious child whether it's imaginary friends or what they're seeing. And I just thought I would know things
exactly
about my life. I had a near-death experience when I was 10, riding a bike. I had a hematoma. I came out of that unscathed. I was in and out of the hospital in 3 days where it usually would take surgery. I mean, after the surgery, it would take physical therapy for like 6-7 months. And so I think after that, it really started opening up. I'm kind of like an old soul. And now I'm starting, with the past couple of years, I've had transitions. And I've, lost a lot of loved ones in a short period of time. And
right,
just learning from that. Seeing it, I see like flashes around me, or I just notice things. I mean, like today there was probably no less than like 40 birds up in the trees in my yard, and I'm like, what's going on?
Right.
And I mean, around me, yeah. So then it's like I'll come in and I'll see like a white flash, and I'm just like, all right, I think they're trying, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for this yet. So that's where I'm at.
Right.
So
I mean, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what you just said because I have a horrible signal. I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, I just said, I want to, I've always been open to it. I've done a lot of, reading on it and working with it and the ascension process and just kind of balancing and grounding. But I don't know if I'm really ready. And I think that's where I get like a little nervous. So I'm glad I found this show because that was the topic.
Well, you know what? If it's, this is actually, I think your point where you need to jump off and just get into it, because I can tell you that in my experience, anytime I talk about something, and it seems a little scary, I mean, nervous, like I could make a complete fool out of myself, but I get excited. That's my cue for spirit this is my time to do it. Jump off and do it. What do you have to lose?
Right.
If you would like, find me on Facebook. I can send you things in Messenger. I can add you to a group, and we will get the ball rolling for you.
That would be great. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. It is going to be wonderful. If you will look me up under Psychic Medium Melanie, my last name is Daniels, and message me through there, I can hook you up, sister.
Oh, that's great. That would be wonderful. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything that you would like to add to this or anything else? I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm getting a voiceover telling me that my show's fixing to come to an end and I don't want it to hang up on you.
Oh, no, that was it. I had gotten off early. Call back in, so thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you so much for calling back in, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You have a good night. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my show is coming to an end. I would like to thank every single one of you for all of your support and the listeners for calling in. You know, if you don't call in, then I have to just sit here and talk to myself, and that gets boring. So thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate everything that you all have done as far as the participation. God bless you all, and have a great and wonderful night.